And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 27th of April, 2025. April 27th is International Crow and Raven Appreciation Day. Crows and ravens are members of the bird family Corvidae, also referred to as corvids, which contains ravens, crows, magpies, and jays. While they are rather distinct when placed side by side, ravens and crows are easily confused for one another in the wild. That said, there are a few things you can look for to help determine which species you are looking at. Ravens are typically twice the size of crows. They're 2 to 3 times heavier and have much more robust bills. A typical raven is about the size of a red-tailed hawk, while crows are closer in size to pigeons. Crows are iridescent, with a purplish sheen in certain light. Additionally, ravens are typically more solitary or found in pairs, whereas crows are often seen in larger groups or murders, particularly in urban areas. Both ravens and crows are known to be exceptionally smart, capable of using tools and solving puzzles. Studies have even shown that ravens are capable of using past experiences to plan for the future. This is a level of cognition previously only observed in humans and apes. Crows are known to collect bright, shiny items, mimic human voices, and are highly social, capable of entertaining themselves. Ravens are incredibly acrobatic in flight. For example, during courtship displays, males will soar, swoop, and tumble midair. Raven pairs are also known to soar together and will often preen each other's feathers and touch bills. It's the birthday of Coretta Scott King, born on this day in 1927. Coretta Scott King, who adopted a vegan lifestyle, which she believed was a natural extension of her husband, Martin Luther King Jr.'s philosophy of nonviolence and justice. Her veganism also included rejecting all products of animal suffering, including products like leather and cosmetics tested on animals. Today is also the birthday of Nick Kyrgios, born on this day in 1995. Nick Kyrgios is an Australian professional tennis player. In 2022, he made it to the Wimbledon finals, where he was defeated by Novak Djokovic in 4 sets. Nick Kyrgios does not shy away from talking about veganism. Unlike many athletes, Kyrgios did not go vegan for health reasons. He adopted a vegan diet because he loves animals and the environment. He wrote, "I've been passionate about animal welfare for some time now. I don't eat meat or dairy anymore. People always ask me, is it for health? It's not for health because I don't mind a pint of beer. I love animals, and it's so hard for me to eat them. I just don't want to be doing that. I'm trying to be the change that I want to see." And it was on this day in 2020 that longtime animal advocate Hope Bohanic launched her podcast, Hope for the Animals. Hope Bohanic covers a variety of farmed animal issues, including the ethical, environmental, spiritual, heartbreaking, and heartwarming aspects of living vegan. Hope has engaging conversations with inspiring guests, focusing on critical reasons for living a vegan lifestyle, and covering current topics such as the humane hoax, environmental impact, speciesism, and effective outreach advocating for chickens, turkeys, cows, pigs, goats, and other farmed animals. This podcast is a project of Compassionate Living. And here is a portion of Emily Pauline Johnson's The Flight of the Crows. In forest arms the night will soonest creep, where somber pines a lullaby intone, where nature's children curl themselves to sleep, and all is still at last. Save where alone a band of black belated crows arrive from lands unknown. Strange black and princely pirates of the skies, would that your wind-tossed travels I could know. Would that my soul could see, and seeing, rise to unrestricted life, where ebb and flow of nature's pulse would constitute a wider life below. Could I but live just here in freedom's arms, a kingly life without a sovereign's care? Vain dreams. Day hides with closing wings her charms, and all is cradled in repose, save where yon band of black belated crows still frets the evening air. The Flight of the Crows by Emily Pauline Johnson. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with a reminder that we can give hope to the animals.